Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Halix here, Power Sorcerer. Here I sit in Charles de Gaulle Airport at about 9 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. And boy, is it packed in here. And for me, this is not all that late because we're really only quarter after midnight and I'm a night owl, so I'm doing okay still. I don't know in a few hours how well I'll be doing, but at the moment I'm doing all right. And this place looks like a space station, as you can see from the photos that I've posted. And it's crowded. It's busy. I guess first thing on a Monday morning, there's people positioning themselves for business or holidays this week throughout France and Europe. On the plane, I came over on Air France, and I've never traveled with them before. And the personality of the nation is really stamped on the flight attendants. Completely different for instance, the Icelandair flight attendants that I experienced the last time I came over here. So now I'm definitely in a different culture. And all the people I've met in the airport here, definitely a different culture. And all of the people who have the frontline worker level positions, a lot of them are from Africa originally. A lot of dark-skinned people, which is happening, I think, increasingly in Europe. It's becoming much more intercontinental as opposed to just inter-European. And I kind of like it. So I arrived here and I've been scanned and stamped and taken apart. My carefully packed suitcase is now completely rearranged. Although they didn't crease anything, but they were looking for anything that was a liquid. They had to sniff it and scan it and test it and all of that kind of stuff. So, and I found that the flight itself, the seats are so narrow and so close together. It seems to me every time I travel, it gets more so. As I was sitting in the seat, I was thinking, this has got to be one of the most expensive pieces of real estate on the planet. This one tiny little seat that you get to sit in, and you really don't get to get up and move around or anything. But I did notice that in all the things that you can listen to and watch, there's information on there and demonstrations of how to stretch in your seat. Yoga postures, although they're not presenting them as yoga postures, but seat yoga, basically. And I thought, what a great idea. And also, you can listen to meditations, and there's a little video on that you can listen to if you're afraid of flying. So there's some quite clever things that they're doing with computers and that kind of thing. So here I sit for about another 4 hours before I'm getting on a plane again to get to Lisbon. The weather here is very similar to what I just left in Vancouver. And I'm feeling good about this trip. It was sad to leave all the people I care about in Vancouver, but it's not like I won't see all of you again. And I checked in with all my peeps in different places around the world. All the Europeans are checking in and saying, oh, you must be in Charles de Gaulle Airport now, which is kind of neat. And we'll see what the next leg of the journey brings. I was thinking in the last couple of days before I left, I would have loved to have had time to see more people. And I know I have some work stuff that I have to catch up on, follow-ups on reading circles and that kind of thing that are sort of preying on my mind. But I have some time sitting here to be able to go through all of that. But what I was realizing is that in leaving the suite that I was living in, the garden level suite that I've been in for the last 26 years, I didn't know I could even do this or even needed to do this, but it became clear to me that I was closing the portal that was there in the house because I was there. And I didn't realize that I had to be so conscious about closing that portal and moving it along with me. And that was a fascinating process because I continue to learn and grow every day, every year, every time I make another trip. The trips are almost landmarks. so I can mark my experience as I go along. But it's, as I arrived here, I thought this is bringing back to me that I am not just a citizen of the world, because I'm very comfortable in airports, as uncomfortable as airports can be. I'm comfortable in this kind of very international environment, but I'm also a citizen of the universe, the intergalactic universe, and there's all kinds of people I can see and feel the energy fields around people, even as tired and depleted as they may be. And so I'll have to report back to you on what I find around that. But I'm having, so far it's only been a few hours since I left Vancouver, but I'm having a good time. And I will report in as soon as I get to Lisbon and let you know what my impressions are of Lisbon. But this is my interim check-in. And I miss you all already. And I look forward to connecting with all of you online. And I hope that wherever you're traveling, whether it's around in your community or overseas or to and from work or whatever, that that you're all traveling safely and that you're all watching all the people around you and savoring the experience, even in your microcosm, as I am in the macrocosm at the moment. So signing off for now from on the road, remember that you too can speak intuition.